I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. There are more than 80 musicians, or fellows, in the New World Symphony this season. Some of the musicians are part of a larger section, the violinists, for example. But some of the musicians, well, they stand alone, literally.
I was particularly attracted to timpani because I love being in the hot seat most of the time. You can change so much in the orchestra. You have so much control. You can inspire people with just, you know, with just four drums, with four notes.
That's Brian Flesher. He is the timpani fellow with the New World Symphony, and this is his second season with the group. Brian is a native of Lawrence, Kansas, and says he really had two defining musical moments in his life. The first came while he was in high school. He decided to seriously focus on music, and so, to that end, he chose to spend the last 2 years of high school at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan, about 850 miles away from home. His second defining moment, the moment he knew he wanted to pursue a career not as a percussionist, but specifically as a timpanist, happened while he was even farther away from home.
I was at a festival in Switzerland called the Verbier Festival, and the orchestra was just so incredible, like musically, technically, at every level, like personality-wise, everybody got along really well. And it just epitomized the beauty of being a musician, an orchestra musician, playing great music with great people in the Alps, you know, experiencing life and roping people in, people who come to our concerts, and sharing that joy with them. It takes a moment like that, I think, where you are just really, you're really making great music, and it's just the most inspiring thing. And that's right then, I knew there was nothing else I could be happy with.
Brian is really pleased to be working with the New World Symphony, a group he says has taught him a lot about making music and a lot about working with other musicians. And the experience of working in the New World Symphony's new home, the New World Center, is something Brian thinks is priceless.
One of the most redeeming aspects of it is the feeling where you're sitting in the back row, but you really... it feels like you could be in the front row. So, and then there's also the back row where people sit, like it's where the percussionists and the timpanists is, like in the back row. There's like a seating back there as well, and people always come up to us after the concert because it's just right there, and they are like, "We love the percussion. We loved it." I think in America we've really moved away from that aspect that's so vital to keeping classical music alive, which is, you know, you see someone in the audience and it's okay to talk to them. It's okay that it's intermission and like you're on stage and they're sitting there. Like you can talk to them because they're your audience and you owe them that. I noticed in Europe, I mean, you don't hear cell phones ringing in the concerts. You actually can feel people, the audience's reaction to a piece you play, and you can tell what kind of repertoire they like. There's a lot of stuff that gets missed here. I think that this hall is a step in the right direction.
One of the most important things Brian has learned in his 2 years with the New World Symphony, the importance of balance. That's a lesson he's learned under the direction of conductor Michael Tilson Thomas.
He tries to balance the important things that are happening in the music. He always tells me to pick your parts. Pick the parts in the music where, pick a few sections in the music where you really want to play out, and then just fall back into the background, like fall back into the texture, and know your place.
That was second-year timpani fellow Brian Flesher, a musician who has big dreams, including, hopefully, one day ending up in an orchestra just like the New World Symphony. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony once again here on Classical South Florida.